It's intercepted. Picked up by Alex Molden.
Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden. I'm a former NFL player of 8 years, author, speaker, and personal development coach. Whether you're seeking training, nutrition, mindset, leadership, or recruiting tips, you've come to the right place. Our goal is to help you navigate the recruiting process and stay proactive. Let's get you going. Now, I get asked a ton about how did we do it? You know, we have 8 children. Our youngest is 10. He just turned 10, shoot, just a couple of days ago. And then our oldest is 27. And so we've seen it. We've been through all of it. You know, we have a 24-year-old who plays professional. You know, he plays in the NFL. He's in his third year. You know, we have daughters that have gone and done some great things at the high school level. And we have a freshman high school football player who's you know, he's on his way. And so we get asked a lot on like what steps does parents need to take to get them and their kids, you know, kind of set apart or start to get looked at by these different schools, colleges and whatnot. And so the first thing that I always say is, you know, how bad do they want it? How bad does your son or daughter want it? Because I'm not going to invest, me myself, I'm not going to invest my time and energy in something that I have more passion for than you do. That's not fair. I don't want to put that type of pressure on you. But if you want something, if you want to go to college and you want to, you know, play high school sports at a high level, then there's certain, you have to understand there's a certain type of character that you need to become if you're not already that. Okay, so the days of playing toss in the backyard with your dad or, you know, your kid, and because you do that, then that's going to set you apart, you are sadly mistaken. Okay? Because there's a lot of skill development that needs to be put at the forefront. There's a lot of athletic development. There's a lot of things that you need to do in the weight room if you want to take advantage of these opportunities. So you just wanting it is not enough. Okay, so I would start there. Like, how bad do you want this? And are you willing to pay the price? Not just financially, you know, for the parents. You ask your kid, are you willing to pay the price? Because it's lonely. What you want to do, only, first of all, you got to get a understanding of the landscape of college sports. Okay, and so just speaking, understanding that, to get a Division I scholarship in just football, only about 1%. Okay? Only about 1%. To play college sports, Division I, Division II, Division III, only 7% of those athletes have that opportunity or take advantage of it. So the window is small. So how do you set yourself apart? So number one, here's what I would do. Number one, I would understand that sport. I would understand it. And if I don't have a great understanding of it, I would get somebody who does and have them teach me. So then I can go out there with my son or daughter and I can talk the same, at least talk the same language. And we can work on like the proper fundamentals. So understanding anything at the foundational level, that's what I would do. And then I would make myself available for my son or daughter. Now, if I couldn't do that, then I would hire somebody that can teach my son or daughter the fundamentals. And I would make it inconvenient for my son or daughter, because that lets you know how bad do they want it. Because anybody can talk and anybody can say, yeah, I really want to do this. I want my future to be in this sport and I want to help, you know, take on the burden of playing college or playing at this club or whatever it is. Make it inconvenient. people always ask, and my son, my 14-year-old, he always asks me, how do I want to be tough? How do I be tough? You do stuff when you don't want to. Make it inconvenient. So I would start off with that. I would also, so that's number one, getting somebody that can teach my son or daughter the fundamentals of that sport. And then we would repeat that. We would practice that. Practice that daily. Okay. And the sooner, the better. You're a junior and you're talking about going out for the basketball team. You ain't never played basketball. That's great to be with your, there's tiny folks that have done that, picked up a sport and then done phenomenal, but it was really based off of their athletic ability, not so much their skill. So the sooner the better. All right. If you're in middle school, that's great. You know, let's go out there. Let's toss the football around. Let's work on your hands. All right. Hand-eye coordination. And the second thing I would do is I would work on their athletic ability, like working on them becoming faster, speed kills. I don't care what sport you play. And look, I played at a high level, and then I coach speed, performance, and strength training. I did that at a high level. And the same thing that I learned to help me become really good in a sport is understanding the foundational principles, the fundamentals. And I would coach and teach kids how to run and how to be efficient. So I would either learn that, or I would take them to somebody that can be able to teach my son or daughter how to be quicker, right? How to be faster, and then how to be stronger. So all these things, number one, you got to understand, like these coaches, these college coaches, they are looking for athletes, not so much technical technicians. Like they believe they can coach your son or daughter to become that. They're looking for athletes. Size helps, but speed, I mean, that's something that is coveted no matter what sport you play. So I would get ahead of that and find someone, and the different questions that, you know, that's going to have to be on another episode, but to find someone who teaches the fundamentals. And it's not so much of like who they've been coaching in terms of like where they've gone, like where have you taken them? Because it's easy for me to say I coached, you know, so-and-so who was already a D1 athlete, and I coached him for a year and he's still a D1 athlete. That's not saying a whole bunch. Take them from point A to point Z. How do you teach? So that's what I would do. I would find them the right strength and conditioning coach, make sure they're doing it on a daily basis, and make sure they're well-rounded, where they're playing different sports. Right? Those are some of the things that I would do. Here's some of the things I would not do. I would not go on and spend thousands of dollars for my sixth, seventh, or eighth grader, even ninth grader, to go to some all-star game. Our freshman high schooler is really good. Really good defensive back. And, you know, he's already has 5 Division I offers. But he had that before he stepped on the field. And I told him, I said, man, you're a good athlete. You know, you got good size and all that stuff. But just understand, you're getting that because of your last name, not because of your first name. Once people start seeing you play and you go up against better competition, then now you will get noticed. But I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars to go down to Orlando, Florida, to play in a all-star game with a bunch of other freshmen from across the country, thinking that that's going to help him get noticed by college coaches. That doesn't happen. If I would want to do it as an experience, want him to go and see how he ranks up against other freshmen his age across the country, and, you know, having experience with going to Disney World and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I would do that. But if the goal is to try to get exposure, that's not the right way to do it, because ain't no college coach is going to be in no damn ninth grade sporting event trying to find the next Deion Sanders. Okay, it's not going to happen. So understand, like, there's different organizations out there that money grabs. I don't like, you know, the money grabs. I like putting my son or daughter in environments that are tougher than where he's at, and then see how he or she, how they go about their business, how they compete. That's what I would do. Like these 7-on-7 tournaments, I like it because he can go and compete against cats from Texas, from other parts of the country, from Florida, from Ohio, from all these different other areas, LA, right? I wanted to see you go up against these type of cats because it can give you confidence. Because when you get into your own area, back in your own stomping yards, you have more confidence. But I don't care if you make all 7-on-7 tournament first team. That doesn't mean anything. You can't put that on your Twitter account and think that that's going to attract college coaches. College coaches don't care about what you do in 7-on-7. I'm going to be frank with you. And I'm okay with getting pushback. I've seen it. I've done it. Okay. I know how it works. All right. You use it to get more reps. Okay. That's what you use 7-on-7 for. I'm just talking like just football. Now, I know there's other things that's out there, like AAU basketball. There's softball. There's lacrosse. There's baseball, where that is that's very important in the summertime. You're going out there on these different showcase events and whatnot. But I'm just strictly talking 7-on-7. Here's what I would do. I wouldn't pay a ton of money to go travel all over, you know, America on 7-on-7 tournaments. I would do it just for his experience, right? To get more, see how he stacks up against other talented individuals. Here's something I would do. If during the summertime, is there a college that you really see yourself, you could possibly go there, and because you're talented enough, I would go to that college, to their camp, because they do 1-day camps, 2-day, 3-day, these different camps, and most of the time it's not padded, so it's a little bit safer. And I would go out there and I would compete. You get to experience what it's like on their campus, meet the coaches, talk to the coaches. Sometimes you get to be in the meeting room and they discuss what type of offense or defense, their terminology. You'll learn something. And then they will test you on these different, you know, 40-yard, vertical jump, all these different things. And then they have you compete against other camp goers. You can stand out if you have some talent. Now, if you got some talent, okay, if you have some talent, if you're thinking that because you were honorable mention in your conference, or you were second team in your conference, and you think you can go to LSU and get a scholarship offer, don't waste your money now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, you got to be realistic. So those are the couple of things that I would do. Is number one, learn it as a parent. So then you can go out there and give some tips, right? Work over some fundamentals, the basics, foundational things. If you don't have the time, then I would say, or if you have the resources, go out and find someone who knows that sport and get some techniques that you can give to your son or daughter. Okay. Second thing I would give them, make sure that we work on our athletic ability, our strength, our speed, our quickness. I would do all those type of things. Okay. And then the third thing is, like I said before, is don't waste your money on these different money grabs. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then the fourth is locate different schools that your son or daughter would be a good fit in, that you think would, number one, could fit in terms of like size, athletic ability, speed, technique, all that type of stuff. And then I would go to their, camps. And then, you know, I would also, here's another thing, they have different regional camps that happen, showcases in football. And I would not go to the ones that have 500 kids, 600. So I would not go to those big old like money makers. As there was one, I'm not going to say the name of it, but they had like 300 receivers. They had 150 quarterbacks. Like, how many reps you think you're going to get? And because they advertise out to, you know, colleges, so there's in a timeline where college coaches can come out, you have to be realistic. Those college coaches, those Division I college coaches, they already know who they're recruiting. They already know who they want to come out there and see. And typically those coaches are out there for like 30 minutes. They want to see their guy and then they're out. And if they haven't contacted you and let you know that they're going to be there, you're not their guy. Okay. So be wary of that. But I would go to some that are in your area. And if they're smaller, then yeah, I would go out there. I would pay however the 50. I would not pay over $100. No. Mm-mm. Okay. But I would start to get, you know, start to prep. I would get ready. Get my son and daughter ready. So when that time does come in the late spring, that man, they hit the ball. They put themselves in the best possible situation to go out there. They know how to run a 40 because it's a tech. It's just like basketball, or it's just like catching a football, throwing a football or tackling. It's technical. Running a 40 is very technical. Okay. Doing a shuttle run, very technical. I can get on that another day, but all these different things, there's technique. Okay. Very, very technical. So hopefully if you're listening, you got something out of this. I get asked so much about these different things and you know, what son or daughter, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. And I just, you know, I have a lot of experience on this subject. So I'm going to be sharing these different things from time to time, but I want this podcast to be used as a resource to help, you know, folks get the most out of their kids' sports. And if they want to do some things that can get college paid for, that's what I'm here to do. All right. If you're feeling stuck in developing a plan for your child's athletic journey, don't hesitate to book a discovery call with me. Okay. Just in the show notes, you just click on the link, you know, to book a call, and, you know, just 15 minutes. And, you know, I can answer some of your questions and give you some resources that can help you out, to help with your kid's athletic journey. So, you know, possibly you can get college paid for.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. If you got value out of this episode or these episodes, I want you to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I want you to follow the show. Okay. Follow the show. That's number one. Number two, leave a review. Okay. 5 stars are dope. I'll take 4. Okay. But 5 stars are dope. And what that does is it gets more impactful guests to be on the show, to be able to give you guys information. Okay. And then the third thing I would love for you to be able to do is share this show to individuals who are going through the recruiting process or just starting or it might be stuck, okay? These interviews, whether it's solo episodes or when I have guests on there, they're very powerful because they can change the trajectory of a child's scholarship journey, okay? So if you do those three things, I would greatly be appreciated. Okay, I'll see you guys next week.